The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday the 19th of February. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, All-Ireland Senior Football Champions Dublin have collected 9 of the PWC All-Stars on offer for the 2020 season. Midfielder Brian Fenton, who's never lost a championship match, wins his 5th All-Star, with James McCarthy, Kieran Kilkenny, Con O'Callaghan, Niall Scully, Dean Rock, John Small, Owen Merchant and Michael Fitzsimons, the other Dublin players in the 15. Ulster champions Cavan have got 3 players in this year's selection. Goalkeeper Raymond Galligan, fullback Padraig Faulkner and midfielder Thomas Galligan are honoured. Conor Sweeney, captain Tipperary, their first Munster crown since 1935, back in November. He's rewarded with a place at full forward. Mayo's Killian O'Connor and Oisín Mullen complete the side. The Hurling All-Star Team, Football and Hurling Players of the Year and Football and Hurling Young Players of the Year will be revealed on Saturday evening. Now, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer felt his Manchester United team were back to being themselves last night. They thrashed Real Sociedad 4-0 to put one foot in the last 16 of the Europa League. Bruno Fernandes scored twice in the neutral venue of Turin. United lost in the semi-finals of the competition last season, and Solskjaer's hoping to pick up the trophy this time around.
We have to learn on the job. We are. That's the only way of learning from your mistakes is to correct them. And I've got to say the semi-final defeat last season is still in the back of our heads. Of course, it hurts. We played a very good Sevilla team, yeah, but we felt we should have gone all the way.
Bukayo Saka's away goal could prove crucial for Arsenal. They drew 1-1 with Benfica in Rome. Tottenham Hotspur boss Jose Mourinho says Gareth Bale could have earned himself a rare start in the Premier League this weekend. The Welshman scored one and assisted another in a 4-1 victory over the Austrians of Wolfsburg in Budapest. As far as Mourinho is concerned, it puts Bale in the frame to start against West Ham on Sunday.
He's the kind of player. Also, his experience, his feelings are a very important thing. Like Harry Kane, we have to trust these players and their knowledge of their body and their feelings. So day after day, but I believe that for him was important to play and not to play the 90 minutes was important for him.
Elsewhere, Leicester City drew 0-0 with Slavia Prague in the Czech capital. But arguably the game of the night was in Belgium, where a last-minute penalty handed Rangers a 4-3 victory away to Antwerp. The second legs of all of these ties will be played next Thursday. 12th meets 11th in the Premier League this evening. Wolves welcome Leeds United to Molineux, where there's an 8 o'clock start. Rory McIlroy and Padraig Harrington both struggled on day one of the Genesis Invitational on the PGA Tour in California. McIlroy's 2 over par, Harrington is plus 4 after their opening rounds. The American Sam Burns leads on 7 under. Leinster head coach Leo Cullen says he's been waiting for the opportunity to play brothers Ross and Harry Byrne together. Harry starts at out half with Ross in the centre for tonight's Pro 14 match away to the Dragons in Wales. Elsewhere, Kieran Treadwell becomes Ulster's latest centurion as they face Glasgow and Scotstoun. Both games kick off at 7:35. Meanwhile, the Ireland head coach Andy Farrell has said he's embracing the scrutiny over his job performance after defeats to Wales and France in the opening 2 rounds of the Six Nations.
You either embrace the pressure or you get buried by it. I enjoy it, you know, it makes you feel alive. You know that when you're taking the gig on. I believe if you've not got pressure in your life, you know, it's not living anyway. So it goes with the territory, I suppose.
The all-weather track at Dundalk hosts an 8-race card later, the first off there at 4. Now, coming up on OTBAM with Adrian Barry and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Cora Staunton and Andy Mitten. Then tonight, we're joined by Lynn Cantwell and Pat Fahey as a special guest on Friday Night Racing. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back on Monday from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.